It is Hidden Gems Day here at the radio station, and we are here with Stu McKenzie, Director of Strategic Assets at Birds Canada. Stu, can you tell us a bit about what Birds Canada is?
Birds Canada is a national organization dedicated to bird science and conservation. We're a non-profit charity headquartered in Port Rowan.
Perfect. And can you tell me a bit about the facility that you have out there in Port Rowan?
Yes. Well, Birds Canada was founded as the Long Point Bird Observatory, so many listeners may be more familiar with that. And our facilities in Port Rowan is our primary headquarters building, which sits on 40 acres just on the outskirts of Port Rowan. And there are a number of just self-guided trails that you can enjoy and some event space. And on Long Point itself at the Bird Observatory, we have the Old Cut Research Station, which is open to the public during spring and fall migration. We have a lot of education groups there as well. Many students visit, and it's open all the time for bird banding demonstrations and other natural history activities, as well as passive walking trails.
Awesome. Sounds good. And with those trails, could you tell me a bit about what birders would see when they go out on those trails?
Well, not just birders, but anybody looking to enjoy the outdoors. The trails at Birds Canada lead and overlook Long Point's Inner Bay, which this time of year is just absolutely packed full of waterfowl, tens of thousands of migrating ducks. At Old Cut, you're going to explore some of the local woodlots and migrants and overlooking the Long Point Crown Marsh and navigating some of the sand dunes down there, which is an incredibly different experience. And overall, in the Long Point region, we've had over 400 bird species. So on any given day, with a little bit of effort, you could find 100 species in the area between any of these sites.
And Matt told me you've had some recent renovations. Could you tell me about those?
Yes. So the Old Cut Research Station on Long Point annually enjoys thousands of visitors, but the place is quite small. So thanks to the Ontario Trillium Foundation, we've recently undergone some renovations to enhance the education and outdoor research space. So we encourage everybody, or if you have been down, if you haven't been down in a while, come check it out. Or if you haven't been before, come visit us at 13 Old Cut Boulevard until mid-November, when the station will shut down until spring.
Is there anything else that you want people to know either about Birds Canada or the space that you have out there?
Well, lots, but most importantly, we're open for business and welcoming to the public, so don't be shy to just stop in and see what's going on. We also coordinate what's called the Long Point Birding Trail, which is just a passive trail throughout Norfolk County, which highlights about 30 sites of significance, whether they're owned by the Conservation Authority or Nature Conservancy of Canada or Norfolk County. Basically, just the best places to go birding in Norfolk. And you can find that on the website as well, birdscanada.org.
Perfect. And is there any way that the community can support you if they're out there often using these trails? How can they support keeping them as nice as they are?
Yes, well, we are a charity that relies heavily on the donations and support of our visitors and our members. There are on-site donations boxes and innumerable ways to place donations online. And you can visit birdscanada.org to learn more.